Okay. Okay, everybody. So today we're moving on a little bit from the Chachmas Adam and Divrei Chaim. Don't think it won't come up again, but I think we've done our due diligence in, how much could you beat the topic?
Is yesterday's shiur online yet?
It's supposed to be.
Last night it was.
Okay, you have Moshe Dechter is in charge of that. Okay, hopefully we'll pull it on. Okay. So today we're going to talk about another important topic, which also causes controversy. I told you, Mila has a lot of... I'm telling you, every step in Mila is a big hack. Okay? So this is the Divrei Chaim Chachmas Adam. This fellow was trying to make a big talk about. Okay. Now the other topic is of note, Mila Priya Vasachas, which means that we said that two parts of the Mila. So the old way of doing Mila, you cut the orla, let's assume you cut it or. And then you poreya the, or if you hold it, you could poreya the mila, then you cut and then poreya, and then you poreya the or hapriya. But could you do that simultaneously? In other words, could you take both skins, the or mila nor priya, like they do with the hemostat, and they pull it, and then just cut it, give one slice, and you cut through the whole thing. Now, obviously, if you're going to do that, then you're cutting the mila, and the priya you're going to be cutting off also. In other words, even though the old minhag of priya was to do it b'tziporin, meaning to first cut the or mila, l'chud, and then take your nail, and then with the nail, we poreya the thing, and that was zechar zeh. That was the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it here on page 2.
In that case, you could use a shield, or you have to cut around.
I think you'd have to.
I mean, if you're only cutting the or mila, can you still use a shield? Or?
Yeah. So let's see inside the Shulchan Aruch. Ketzad molin chotchim es ha'orla. That's and then the mitzitza issue. That'll be separate. That we know is a controversial thing. But that I don't even have to tell you. I just have to look in the newspapers or something like that. These other things don't make the newspapers. They just make the hak in the rabbinical literature. The mitzitza that made the secular literature. Okay.
If you're going to cut them off together, it's not you don't have to be pariah.
Right. In other words, because what does pariah mean? You megala.
Why is it called priya then?
Priya is megala. So the chiddush is. So the question is, you definitely have to be priya, or maybe it's better to do what? Cut it off.
Yeah, I'm saying, but why isn't it just called two steps in mila? It's
the or ha-priya, the or ha-mila, and the or ha-priya.
But if you're calling them all same, the action that you do it then. Saying, why were they...
But in other words, the question is there an Indian dafka that you should parade and not cut? I would think fakir, if the whole point is to megala, so if you cut it off, is it good?
Is it good?
Why doesn't it just do it that way all the time?
It's probably hard to do without the probe shield. In other words, if you have a probe, so then you go from underneath the Ora Priya, and then you... So then...
Probe separates what? The Ora Priya.
From the Gid.
And the or mila or priya,
are they're cut at once. But what he's saying is, if you don't have the probe, so then you'll take the or mila alone, and the or priya.
The or mila comes off the or priya, easily. That
easily.
Right.
It does not, the or priya does not come off the deed as easily, which is why you do use supranayam, but you can't do that before you get the oil off.
Right.
But without
that fingering. Is there any halacha that you have the dafka do your fingernail, or is it, you know, that is the. So this became the big discussion of mila b'priya basachas, meaning you'll take both of them together and then you'll just give one cut. And obviously, if you're going to do it that way, you're doing priya by cutting it off. So I would think that zecha should be good. And the priya, you're doing it by. Oh, here's the man. New topic today. So that's the shaila. Because the way the Shulchan Aruch articulates it is that you first do the mila and then you do the priya. Is there any reason that you should dafka do it this way? Could one even say, or we'll see if someone suggests, or is it preposterous to say that this should be an issue of ein osim mitzvos chavilos, or is that, or no? Well, that's, it's the same mitzvah. We'll see who suggests that. I don't think it's in today's packet. I think it's in maybe tomorrow's packet, whatever. You know, is there any? You know, this is the and the old way. That's clear. The old way was to do mila and then priya. That was the old way. And Rav Menashe Klein, that's all from he came out with a whole book called Mol Velo Para. You know, against the people who were doing mila or priya for vasachas. And he's, you know, because it's interesting, Rav Menashe Klein was very into, like, the old mesoras of how to do things. So it comes with kula and chumra. There is, like here, he dafka wants mila, priya, zachazeh. But like for Erevin, you know, in the shtetl in Europe, they all had Erevin, so that wasn't a, you know, obviously it has to be backed by halacha, but, you know, so, you know, he... Well, no, he was the Ungvar Rav. He was very close with Elie Wiesel. They were in the camps together.
Sigurd.
Yeah, they were very close together. No, he was a very big Talmud Chacham. He left, he had some interesting things. But he was a big, big Talmud Chacham. So he, one of the things that he, you know, he wrote his kuntras about pro Erev in Brooklyn. He was the big supporter of the Erev in Brooklyn. And then he wrote this other sefer against the Mila Papriya Basachas. That was. But it's interesting that Pinchas Katzenstein told me from his father. His father. Rav Edwin, Rav Yitzchak Katzenstein, he learned Mila by Rav Hananya Cohen. In fact, they wrote it, there's a biography now printed of Rav Hananya Cohen, some from Budapest, whatever, he was in Williamsburg. He was a very chashuva moel. He learned Mila. He said that the Kehila needed a moel, and his father told him, go learn Mila. So that's how he became the moel. And we'll see, Rav Hananya. Rav Hananya Cohen has an article, which I put in a future packet, about Mila and Priya Zacharzeh. That was the old way. Even though it was really a letter to Rav Yonason Steif. It wasn't really a psak that he was given. So that's how he taught to do Mila and Priya Zacharzeh. But Rabbi Pinchas told me from his father that Rav Moshe Bik Zatzal told somebody to tell Rabbi Katzenstein that he suggests that he should do Milam Priya Vasachas. And then it'll be less problems, you know, with what you're cutting, etc., you know. And he recommended that you know. I was told in the Lakewood there was a whole hawk about the, you know. But Rav Bick said, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, we're going to see, in this packet, permitting meal and priya vasachas. But this became like a big hack, and we'll see what the pashas is. There's no reason for the hack, that it should be fine, l'chatchila, and that's what Rav Moshe Bick, so... You know, other people, they say something, you don't know whether they're influenced by modernity or not. But if Rav Bick said something, you know that he wasn't influenced by modernity. You know, so that's,
In his early days, he did my son's bris. He did.
Who did your son's bris?
Yitzchak.
Yeah.
He did Mila Luchud and Priya Luchud.
Yeah.
Today, he does
Vasachat. Yeah, right. Yeah. Because he switched because of Rav Bick.
Yeah.
Rav Moshe Bick.
Yeah.
Rav Moshe Bick was. Rav Moshe Bick was the type of was a gadol psak that, you know, he'll tell the moel what to do. Like Mordechai Cohen was telling me, the son of Rav Kanani, like Rav Bick will tell him what to do. Today, what Rav is going to tell the moel what to do? The moel knows Mila much better than the Rav. He's going to tell the moel what to do. But Rav Bick was holding in every area in halacha more than whatever. So, you know, so that's he was an old, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein said he's the Rav of Brooklyn. He considered him the Rav of Brooklyn. Rav Bick was known for his koach de hetera, except for Erevin in big cities. Then he was known for his koach de isura. They say a story from Rav Moshe Feinstein about a certain Erev. Moshe says, I'm against the Erev, but not like Rav Bick. No, Rav Bick was really, He would give, Rabbi Dr. Dreisinger said, Rav Bick would speak at the Malav Malka for Rav Moshe. He would quote the Pasuk, Kol Adover HaKoshe, Yevi'un El Moshe. You know, he was a big orator, Rav Bick also. He was a big Baltfila. I always would go with my father the first night, Slichas, to hear Rav Bick daven for the Amud, and he was the one who told me he picked out my tefillin, whatever. He set me on the path, and then I ended up marrying his niece. So that was years later. So that was. I don't know in terms of he learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he would substitute for Rav Burak, and. He considered himself a Talmud of. He was from Mezhbezh. You know, that's where the Baal Shem is from. But I was told by Yosef first that he was from the Ashkenazi Kehillah in Mezhbezh.
So he considered himself a Talmud of Moshe Soloveitchik?
He considered himself a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That was one of the people he considered himself a Talmud of.
Here in
what? Here. Rabbi Chalap says that Dr. Revel told him that he didn't have to go to college. He potted him from, he could just learn. But he was from Europe. I mean, he was from the real honest Rabbanim, not tainted by any, he was stark. You know, when you heard Rav Bick say something, you came away without any sphakis, you know. But he's a man with great integrity. Even there was a story of Wolbaum's, you know. This I heard from Rabbi Heshe Schenker, that there was Wolbaum's that was, I guess, owned by Jews. It was open on Shabbos. And Rabbanim in the community wanted a sign that you shouldn't patronize the Wolbaum's. And Rav Bick refused to sign. He says, until the other stores lower their prices to let the people who can't afford, then I'm not going to sign against Wolbaum's. So, you know, whatever. He's a man of a lot of integrity.
But the Rav Bick and Rav Satan Rebbe.
Yeah, okay, you want me to say that over? I'll say that over.
Yeah.
the Satan Rebbe said, Katzti, the Pasuk, Katzti b'chayai mipnei benos ches. So a play on words. Benos Ches, eight. Immediately means Ches, the place of Ches. He said the Sabbath Rebbe was upset with people who were going on eight dates before they got engaged, that they were going Benos Ches. So he was saying that you shouldn't go on so many dates, Benos Ches. So Rav Bick said, the Sabbath Rebbe, he was Masadar Kedushin. I'm also Masadar Gittin. So I know that it's important that you should go on, you have to go out, go out and make sure before you, the Sabbath Rebbe, he was only Masadar Kedushin. So, but I'm also Masadar Gittin. Okay. We can tell more stories, but we have to get back to Mila. Yeah, okay. Okay. So there's a famous pasuk in Tehillim, page 3. Kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem michamocha. All my body, I praise Hashem. So there's a famous medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni. On page 4. So basically the Medrash says that with all your different parts of your body, you do mitzvahs, right? You have your head, you put on tefillin, your arms, you put on tefillin, and then the second arrow, tzipornayim lasas behem priya o malikas ha'of. So I was just speaking to Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen's son of Yaakov, his younger son. He was telling me, Yaakov David, Yisrael David rather, he was telling me from a certain Rav that he's saying, this Rav was saying, of course you have to do, because you have the Medrash, how could you not follow the Medrash? So, it's true there's a Medrash, but that doesn't mean that's a halacha, a likuva, or even a lechatchila. That's the way they used to do it, but that doesn't mean that's... The question is that a... So if you're, that's a question of mesorah. Whereas when is it considered that we're not following because that's a problem today. So there's so much of the secular influence. So you have to know, like someone once said, Rosh Hashiva once said, you have to know what's coming in from a secular influence and what's pure. So is that considered veering from the Masorah? So maybe Rav Menashe Klein thought that if you don't use the Tzipornayim to do it, that's considered veering from the Masorah. But obviously Rav Bick also was a man of great Masorah. And so obviously he didn't think that... That if you do Mila Priya Vasachas, you're gonna, and some point out the possibility of Shuv Aselecha Chavras Tzurim, the Shuv Molas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. So that's that was the Priya. So that was not, but someone would say we'll see that in the packet later, in the future packet. In other words, you see that they did Priya, not necessarily with Tziporin. But okay, so some, are very hooked with this medrash called Atzmaisu and Tomarna, that it gives you the different parts of the body that you do different mitzvahs with, and Tzipornayim. Okay, what can I tell you? Now, there is a tshuva from Rav Haigon on page 5, the tshuva Sagaonim, Shari Tzedek, not to confuse with the hospital, but there's this... There are a lot of tshuvas agonim. So, and when people don't like it, they say that whatever, So here's a tshuvas agonim from Rav Haigon. Da kizeh chok yesh bebovel miyos shonim rabos, shemosha chamoyel es ha'orla umafsi kaklipa tachtor biyodo kideach shem yodim ad shehi nifsekes umabed osa im ha'orla. Vechok tech osa bevasachas. So this Mila Priya Vasachas pashtus is the tshuva of Rav Haigon, that they would take he would pull the orla, and he would have the klipa tachtona, the or priya underneath, and then he would cut it. Chochel Rosho, Vasachas. And so the concept of the pashas is, I don't know, some want to somehow discredit this tshuva, whatever, because it's not saying what they wanted to say. So it seems to be beferish in the tshuvas of Haigon that you can do milo priya vasachas. And then on page 7, we'll skip the Yerushalmi for a second, we'll get back to that. There's a tshuva from the Maram Shik on page 7. He says, "V'hine l'chori yesh l'stapek b'dovet l'fomim osa amboa l'chituch v'or priya enu b'nimtza klal." Sometimes he does the chituch and then he can't find the Orpriya. Why? Because he cut it off. You know. Orpriya ain't been nimtza klal. Okay, okorcha oshal dechituch nechtachimo. So, what must have happened? Either it was cut with the Ormila, gam Orpriya, osha nisrachech v'noflo lamata me'atzmo. Or maybe it just fell off by itself. Imzeh moel. So is that okay? He nei lo shamati me olam potzepeh u'mitzafzef. Dezeh yekimol v'lopora. In other words, no one is going to say that this is considered no good. V'avol gav da priya nasa memela. In other words, even though he wasn't necessarily mechavim, in other words, it happened memela. He wasn't necessarily thinking to cut the priya now. In other words, he cut the mila and then he was going to do the priya and he can't find it. Lo and behold, it was probably still stuck to the mila, and then he cut it off. So certainly, if you had mechavim lekach, but even if you weren't mechavim lekach, at the end of the day, you can't find it.
What's the alternative?
One second. So he says that that it's still mila malyusa. So those that want to say not, I mean, the Maram Shik already said yes. You know, so yeah.
What's the alternative?
It's gone. Yeah. Well, what's?
You don't have anything to take off. It's gone.
Right. Would you? Well,
to a kiam that's without the maisa, no?
Hatov is what to do. I don't know. Martiv Dam, yeah.
You cut skin off. That's what's
possible. What line? What line does he say it?
And then the final paragraph over here, refrab to the laptop, the question that both comes through the desire for happiness seems to be saying about the... That's going back on what he was talking about earlier. He seems to still be...
Okay, but he's saying that it's okay. It's a fine mila. And if you can't find it, so it's gone, so it's okay.
For one of the child who doesn't have a morla,
but didn't, wasn't what kind of a smila. Right. In this case,
if you say that the priya
is
makif,
so this kid
doesn't have morla,
he
wasn't what kind of a smila,
so
you have to be
makif.
So he's saying that, even though he was a masasek, lagabi the priya. Is there any kavana for the priya? My anatomical ignorance. Was the priya, there's also blood separate from the blood from the cutting of
the mela? Did he do them separately? Probably. Probably, right. Yeah, I would assume, yeah, that's what he said, yeah. Yeah,
but if the word priya is just to get it away, just to be...
Right.
It's not a din of this way, that way, it's just you have to get the end result.
Right. But maybe you have to do it, you know, in other words, but it's, you have to do the maisa.
Yeah, but...
So he's saying that...
But who said that it has to be done through a maisa?
No, I was saying, like...
Who said it has to be done through a maisa, and not just... And not just... That's the Messias, that's how you did it.
Right.
But I'm saying, who says that it has to be, like what he says, that even if it's a Messiah, it doesn't matter, it's not there.
Right. Right, for the or priya, you say.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say that for the or mila, you say for the or.
Right, or mila, because that's the
rechah. Right. The question is, what if a guy did the priya?
Right, and lo gora mi nafal ha'aretz.
Right. What would if a guy did the priya?
He's not
an arrow, but
you
would
become
a mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What is the difference between a mila and a priya? That mila towards
he's
God
saying
God.
Maybe mila.
And priya, the reason why you have to fold it back is because it doesn't have to be gone. It doesn't make a difference. It's
just the mitzvah. No, he's saying maybe there's no chiyuv pula by the.
It's just the mitzvah.
As
long as it's mila, you have to cut the or mila, and then you need the atar to mila gula.
Say.
The nidon of this tshuva, that he's getting into this from the context of, is what happened if you were a mild child of the Laila, but yet, or you were a mild child of Minister. Where he's saying that because Mila is something which you're Makayim of Yuma Mila, so therefore, even if you were a mild child of the Laila, it's still not the soul of Mila and Mila's kosher. So Pashu is talking about the Mila too, not just the Priya. He's saying both by the Mila and the
Mila. I mean, that's what he's saying, even by the Mila. Even though we pask normally that you would need a tavas davris, he's saying not. Nah, he's saying
that if you did the mila beofen if you
did it kodem chet, let's say you did it before you chet.
So tell him I'll call back.
Why does it say that it's like only if you did it together, it's like misasig and miskan?
Because in other words, he had kavana that he was going to do the mila, then he was going to do the priya. Lo and behold, there's no priya to do. So most probably he.
I was talking about when he cut it together. I'm saying it sounds like he's saying with Hatzila you shouldn't. Like why doesn't he say like even if you cut it together?
No, most.
He's calling back. Yeah. To make sure he's saying shit.
Yeah.
I think those practicalities to do this normally best.
What?
I don't think it was practical to do this normally.
To do a priya
that's that's
because they didn't have a probe.
Yeah. Right. And they didn't have the materials that were safe to use to do it. But he's not necessarily saying that Dafli don't feel the field, but they have only do it. Like this Earth and also wasn't you did this, this happened, so now what?
Why does he have to say it's Gil Nasa? Because he wasn't Mechavin. No, but just say, but the point isn't it's Gil Nasa, the point is that even if he did it B'dafka, it's fine.
Because his Raya here, he's bringing the case of Priya as a Raya that if you're that, to the case that if you're Mal Delilah, the Mila's kosher. He's saying that even though we would think that Mabalila that Komada Marasmanu Tabi Madhulamahani, that doesn't apply for a mitzvah that you're Makaya and if it's not based on Mela. And we see from the fact that if you do Priya Mamela that the Priya is good, that Mila isn't something you can do Makaya if it's not based on Mela.
Okay.
So therefore it's critical that the Priya be something that's not based on Mela here, not just that you can do it with a Hakila.
But what about a Goy?
So I'm saying, so you see that when he holds by Priya.
No, but in that case...
But he's saying even by Mila, he's saying, okay.
Okay,
now let's look at the Yerushalmi on page 6. Mova lopara samila ki ilu lomo. Tani the onish karis. So what happened? He was mal on Shabbos, and he didn't para. So he was machal Shabbos, and he didn't get the mitzvah because he didn't do the priya. Havacha b'shem Rava hadad teim she'im bo kedei lamarik. Aval yesh bo kedei lamarik memarik v'ino choshesh. So the Pnei Moshe says the last four lines. Dafke she'ein shohos b'yom kedei ligmor ha-mitzvah. In other words, if you did it at the end of the day, and you did the Mila, and there's no time in the day to do the Priya, so then that's it. You're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, because you did a Mila on Shabbos, which wasn't kosher, because you didn't do the Priya yet. So if there's more time, you do the Priya later. But if there's no more time, they're not. That's the Rishonim. So So Rav Moshe Feinstein has an original pshat in this Yerushalmi. He has a tshuva here. Chav Bey's ear. Oh, almost our date. Tov Shin Yud Dalet. About Mila, Im Yochol Asozu Basachas Im. Priya Im Yochol Asozu Basachas Im Amila. Right? So he paskins here that it's okay. Now, take a look on page 9 on the right side. Uladina. Af im ye uman kol chachshe b'chatichoso chote kol or apriya v'lo nishar klum. He did everything. There's nothing left. Right, you have to v'lo nishar klum lasos b'tziporin pasha sheyotza mitzvah z'mil apriya ki perish apriya hu gilei ha-torah. Zag gam kekel v'azorach. V'ein shem cholek. Lo b'chito charon v'lo b'apriya v'mash yaso oso ad sheye beis ha-oros m'sulokim me'agid b'chol ofen sheyase. Ah, what about the medrash? Who's going to medrash? Shochet Shem Tzibutzrayim Osim Priya, whom Shem Shorah Priya Dovuk Lagid. If you have Shabrov Pomim, Lassus Shalom Tzibutzrayim. Ava Miru Shenechtach Basakin Gam Bor HaPriya Vada Yatsu Yidei Mila. Right, so that's the, so Rav Moshe is very, so Mila Priya Vasachas, he thinks is not any breach of Masorah or any breach of anything. To say that, and then Rav Moshe wants to give a new pshat in the Yerushalmi on the left side. He named Yerushalmi Sof Pech Rav Lezer the Mila Yisrael a Mishnah Mal v'Loporas a Mila Ki Ilu L'Mal Tani V'Onish Karis. So he quotes that whole Yerushalmi. So he says, Tamua, the line begins with the word Mila on the left side. Mila is the first word on the line. The Tamua Tuva, Hazel Maisa Mila, Lachtach Lachach Lefroa. What's the whole chiddush of this Yerushalmi? That if the normal way to do it is Mila and then Priya. So Yerushalmi is saying, well, if you just did the Mila and you didn't do the Priya, but if there's more time, you'll do the Priya. Isn't that the normal way to do it? You do so. What Yerushalmi is telling me a chiddush. If there's no time, then you chayv koris because you did the mila mila priya. And if there is time, then you'll do it. So, of course, isn't that the normal way to do it? So he wants to give a new pshat. I mean, I don't know if it's the pasha pshat, but. But he says like this. He says even in those times, Rav Moshe claims that they were able to do milo priya vasachas. So therefore, in other words, if you're able to do Mila Priya Vasachas, maybe then you're mechuyev to do Mila Priya Vasachas, because who gives you the heter to make two cuts? L'chein hayamokum lomar. What?
Is that like
Riboy B'Shiurim? It's Riboy B'Malacha. It's Riboy B'Shiurim. Yeah, here you're doing two different. L'chein hayamokum lomar shim lo osa kein elo osa bebeiz maisim shechotech v'chache pora she's chayv karis. In other words, maybe you could say, if he did Mila and then Priya, Zechar Zeh, maybe it's also to do that on Shabbos. Oh, so he's assuming maybe that it's Tuchuya. Became Shechar Masos B'chatichah, also the base poem, Shanimsa, Shepamachas, also Shalom Tzorach. So that's the Chiddush, Hishmiyeni Rav Acha. So that was the Chiddush of Rav Acha, Shememarik. So he says that's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. That you can even do that you won't be chayav koris if you ultimately do the priya, even though you could have done the whole thing. But he says and that's what he's coming. I mean, I don't think that's the pasha pshat in the Yerushalmi that he's trying to say that the Moalim really used to do it once, and the chiddush is even if you do it twice. That's a little bit, okay. So he says, because kevich al koponim masa hamitzvah. So Rabbi Harari is saying maybe that should be dependent upon the hutra and the chuya. But right, we're going to get to that. Right, we're going to have a packet about on Shabbos. Could you have one moel do mila, one moel do priya? Could you split up the kibudim?
Because even if it's one
malacha,
to do two halves of
malacha, then we're going to see. But so Rabbi Yitzchak was saying, so why in a chanami? He's saying, kevichu al koparim maisa hamitzvah. Could you only say that if it's hutra, or could you even say that if it's dechuya? I mean, Harari is saying it's difficult. If it's dechuya, it would be much more difficult to say such a thing.
Unless if this is also part of like the normal way of doing it.
Right, so then you say something like that. Even though the one normal way, even though theoretically you could do it a different way, you know.
But that's a kunz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but usually we assume that something is the chuya, so it's efshar
in your nachar. Also, not everyone is a bucky in doing it, and they tell people they have to do it.
Right. Okay, maybe. So, b'kitzer, Moshe also permitted it. So, you know, all these old things that were already settled years ago, people every once in a while, people have to rehash these old, okay, makes things labedic, to rehash the old fights. The old, you know, what can I tell you? Okay. Now, in the Sefer Habris, that was the, now who was Rabbi Peretinsky? So he was a big mo. I saw him once in Landau's, I believe. You know, in Flappish, you know, davening there. He was an old moil in Brooklyn, you know, in that area, Flappish.
His grandson stepped on my foot at
a
wedding.
His grandson stepped on my foot at a wedding.
Yes. Yes.
And was there dam? Was there any dam? There's no dam. He was also involved in what with Rabbi Kasher in the with the Manhattan Arab, I think he was involved.
He kashered it.
He kashered it, yeah. You know, that's the Shiloh with you know, with me. I told you there's I heard this from Rabbi Josh Hoffman who's a Corona of Racha. He said he was once I think his son was once, Rav Aaron with his son was once walking on the west side, and they saw Rav Kasher. And Rav Aaron turned to his son, and he said, "This is the man who matted an Erev based on a Medrash." Yeah. Now, I think, this is what my theory is the following. When they put up the Erev here in Bennett Avenue, so there was Rabbi Benzion Vosner, the son of Rav Vosner, he was involved. He put it, if you ever noticed, they have his matpin in the yellow strings, so you really could see it. You know, most Arab white strings, if you don't know where it is, you know, he was matpin on the Bennett Avenue. The yellow strings. You see the yellow strings when you walk in? Yeah, the yellow strings. Definitely yellow strings. So one night in Mount Sinai, there was a like he wanted to speak about the Erev. Questions and answers. So I asked him. I don't understand. How the Gemara says that the Yerushalayim was only good to carry because they had losos nulos balayla. So you don't have losos nulos balayla. So and it was only able to do with losos nulos balayla. So then So he said no, because Yerushalayim had shishim ribo and every was the medrash in Eicha. says that every street of Yerushalayim had, so there was like, and he takes it very literally of how many people were in every street, which is hard to believe that it was, but that's what he. No, so I said this. That medrash is probably the same medrash that, so therefore we don't have as many people on any given street. So if you need the Shishim Rebo on every single street needs the Shishim Rebo, which Rav Moshe says obviously is not the case. You just need Shishim Rebo in the vicinity, not on one individual street. So then, so that was the medrash. So I assume that medrash that Rav Vosna quoted to me is probably the same medrash that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was claiming that Rav Kasha was using as well. But Rabbi Peretitsky, he was, I think, involved in they printed the book, Divrei Menachem. It's a big black book on the old Manhattan Erev. So in the Sefer... The Seawall, as Rabbi Alter pointed out, we're a couple of Erevs past that. A couple of Machlokas.
There's still
some on the mission. Yeah, okay. I mean, we can give Erevin Shir, and we'll talk more about this. Okay, but we're now into Mila. Okay, so he has a thing here. He has, Rabbi Peretitsky has a list of what are the milas that you get by doing Mila Priya Vasachas. So one thing is Aleph Dememai Zilas Adam, you have less blood. Dememai Hamila, Dememai Lisrapos, Yadua Eitzel Haumnen, Kako Achronim, and then Mamash Nerel Fam Matino Genu Nimol Karoi Hubishvil. A lot of times it looks like he's not Nimol Karoi. Hubishvil or Hapriya Shalom is Nizgala Hetev. Right? Or Hapriya sometimes is not Nizgala Hetev, or Shechazra Vikitso HaTorah. Hubze Shechotchim also HaDover Mesuchan. Right? In other words, a lot of times the Or Hapriya could roll back, or it could, so if you get rid of it, you're good. Vigamot Torelis Bachizet Behatsevis, the Adu, the Or HaOrel, the Meshachas, or all of your readers will come upon Magid who Kotzer Vamol Ololasos Chatach Gadol for our Orlish Zesakono Oide Hatzevis Ano Oches Boor Rach Vivinus Mesutsemis Karoi Gam Zemonea Gamkin Boor Gadol Lasos Chatach Kotzer. Okay, whatever. These are the, we have to see what the last one was, but these are some of the, Then he says, "Where? Yeah, he named Chalvi Adenim Chadash Hashem in the Torah, right? Kol Shekem Misa Gedol Kazu, for Noga Shosim B'Mil Chita Charola." But he says that Rav Haigon, right? Maram Shik. So maybe it's not so Chadash. Okay. Now one last thing. There's a discussion here, but there's an interesting Maram Shik on page 26. We discussed yesterday in previous year, and what's if the Or Mila comes back? In other words, if you hold like the Rechaim, then it rolls back. So we discussed, does that mean the Mila was never good? Or the chiluk between nidbak and dangling, right? We discussed yesterday. So the Maram Shik wants to say maybe there's a chiluk between the Or Mila and the Or Priya. Okay, look what he says on page 26. Nimshach Or Shalamala min Orlo. El Shenitchak Lamata. Vachach Shuv Chozer Lamala. In other words, Lamala means lamata, meaning it went, it was mechasa the thing. In King Glom Nosel Lamafreya, Shemasha Tochak Lamata Loya Omid Laskayim. Right, we discussed that if it rolls back, then it wasn't Omid Laskayim, and we discussed what if it's Tovok, not Tovok. But then he says, so he says, nearly the Moshana Mishra posted the Agav Nitzarach Tikkun Min HaTorah. Right, if it rolls back, it needs a Tikkun Min HaTorah. But he says, V'chol zeh b'or ha'orla. Ava b'or ha'priya she'enu tzarech lachtoch. So this is a chiddush, he's saying. That maybe there's a chiluk between the or mila and the or priya. That the or mila, if it comes back, again, we discussed yesterday what if, you know, it comes back that I could be a chiv d'oraisa now to. But the or priya, she'enu tzarech lachtoch, ala she'porim oso, moshkin oso, lamata, in kein oso kedin kedas. Kai gav niridim nimshach achachach lamala, tzarech rachtika midrabon. That's a chiddush. One second. Imi ha-mesukim mikar kedina. Kei nira li svar al-chalik. Imi ha-shevavadei lo ya mesukim me'olam. Tachichi ha-chut ba-orla o ha-chut ba-priya. Mokam lech rov gova. Nisha tzitz gomor tzorach vizmol. Mashev shal sakin. Achei nir sa. So he says that maybe there's a chiluk between the or mila and the or priya. That if the or priya comes back, maybe that's...
He says there's a chiluk by him to the top.
Is he saying maybe, or is he
flat out
saying
this?
Is he
qualified? He says nearly.
Okay,
you know. There's a chiluk.
Why should he
need
to
know? There's no source for that.
That's why he's saying
no.
No, then he would need
a midrabanan. What
Kamara
says that?
That's
the Maharasayim. Why? That was Balasa.
No, but I'm saying, but
this to be in the Maris Pankis?
Included in the Maris Sain case.
What is the Gerah Hadin of Priya going in? Is it a Maisa? Or, I mean,
it has to be Magula.
Or is it need to be Magula?
It has to be Magula.
But then it's still not Magula then.
Right, but once you were Magala, so then you were Magala.
So it's a Maisa.
Probably also Moshkin. Yeah, also Kedinu Kedas. He says, "Uchai gav niradim nimshach hachachal lamala," means covering it up. Tzarech rak tikkun midrabon. Then he says, "Achem yesh sofek im yakedino." If it was sofek, there would have ever was megula. Yesh svar lechalak dim or apriya makefes achut ikul amem davi svek sveka. Whereas because maybe it was okay, and even. In other words, maybe it was okay, and if you even, in other words, and then you have a suffix, maybe it's still okay, even though that's, but the or la shergim lasus hachitach katan al b'dochim chom olamada zet tzarchi ani mikri svek sveka. Because there's a suffix, maybe it's still okay. Even, in other words, I don't know, it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that you have. There's a famous, we discussed this at.
Resemblance doesn't
matter.
No.
What?
Resemblance
means
if it rolls, if the work three
does
come back, it will roll down.
Yeah, for
right.
Shteitzer. Yeah, even he holds me to Rabbanu. Question is it Chiv d'Oraisa or Chiv d'Rabbanu?
So, even Moshe or Priya, that's okay.
It's not okay. It's still Midrabanan.
I understand, but we're talking about Midrabanan.
But it's still Midrabanan.
You plan to that outside
of the sign? Yeah. Moshe of the Basar. Yeah. Moshe of the Basar, like I said. It's a Chiddush. Because the Pasha says if it. that if it came back, I mean, it came back and then, you know, it's still on the gid, you know. It's a svara, he thought, but it's, you know, that or priyas, it was, you did it. You miskalma ha'tara, then, so as Rabbi, as Michael said, Pasha says, obviously, we'll bring misakin it. The question is the chiyav tikkun
the means? What he said, I did think he said it was, I don't know if he used Mar Sinai, but I think he said it was Mekar, then it was fine, then it wasn't. I think he wasn't.
Who said?
I think it was
after his path. He mean like this Maram Shik, maybe so these are Rabbanu.
Okay. Oh, he just said that because it was Salah
and
gone, and remember that.
And then there's a famous letter we have here from the Chazon Ish on page 25. He says, Sadovru Rogil Zeh Vishtarvus Or Hagid. Or Haorla, Vashas Kisha, Miskala Hatara, Kimlob Hem Shechayom Hadover Holech Fatov, Ain Sarf Tikun. Sometimes you have the Or Hagid that's looking that it's. He says, Vain Harbor Sveikus Lachoshlo Nishatcha Rov Hatara. Again, it's hard to know the exact. Concept. He says a lot of times people see it covered and he thinks that that you don't have to be marba besfekas, always questioning whether it was really done properly. Obviously if it wasn't done properly, it wasn't done properly. But okay, again, it's hard to, I don't want to, you know, misapply what the Chazon Ish was discussing. But here, on page 22, he discussed Shuv Higil Yadenu B'Siyat L'Shmai Michtav Echazon Ish Shenishol De Avi Aben Veshechazer Or V'Kisa Satara V'Distabik Shem Tzorech L'Sachno Yishuv Echazon Ish that you don't have to worry.
What order was the Kisa Satara?
Yeah, so that's the question. Yeah, is he talking about the Or HaPriya, or, you know, he says, he may mash a question, Shirogil, Shtarim, or Hagid, Pashas, Hakavar, or Messias, or Gil, or HaPriya, Shem Sachar, Yabe, Gid, Chosev, Ola. The Chorus Steam is the Shon Morim, Shem Chomok, and Mocha, Shlach, Shuch, Tikim, Be'er Gavna. No, maybe that has to do with that the Or HaPriya was already attached above, you know, and then later on, and then maybe that's totally in the we saw from the Avni Nazius, but I don't know. It's hard to know exactly what, you know, this, to, you know, learn something from a two-line thing, what he was, but the point that we saw here today was the Shaila of Milpri Brasachas. There's a Medrash, but is that Medrash, you know, has a halachic significance of any, even a Din L'Chatchila or not? And then the Rav Haigon's tshuva, and then the Yerushalmi, and Rav Moshe's pshat in the Yerushalmi, and the Sefer Bris gives you the milus, and then this chiddush of the Maram Shik, that maybe is a mechalik between or Milan or Priya, Lagabe, rolling back. Okay.